Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful souls, and welcome to the compassionate light healing and guidance hour. Sorry about that. My mind is here, but there's just a lot going on, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, and this month is just flying by. We are at the last week of this month, and then we, you know, step into September, and all of that is waiting for us next month. So before we go ahead and talk about the, just wrapping up the topic of trusting ourselves this week, or today, let's talk about the energy that's coming in this week. So we have Archangel Raphael, we have Archangel Uriel, as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us. And then we also do have Archangel Shamuel, who's kind of like, you know, lingering around in the background. So, you know, she's there to support us, or he's there to support us, but not as prominently as these three for this week. So we have them stepping forward for us because of all that's coming in when it comes to the energy this month. So as we wrap up this month's energy, which seems very, very different this month, there's a lot of different energies that's coming in. So you may have felt as if you were scatterbrained, or if, you know, just so much on your mind. If that's you, it's just know that it is part of that energy that's coming in, that was coming in this month. So when it comes to this month's energy, it was all about trusting ourselves, trusting in our abilities, trusting in who it is that we are. And so this week's energy, I'm just going to touch up on it a little bit because we're halfway through the week. So if you want to go through what happened at the beginning of this week and just kind of get that confirmation, you can go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/angelic healer and teacher Kath, C-A-T-H. You can read about the details of what was coming in this week. So one of the energies that are coming in for this week is about loving who it is that we truly are, trusting in just ourselves in general, and then loving ourselves for it, you know, because of with everything that's been going on, everything that is going on this week for you, that it's really important for us to know and know with our whole being that everything that we go through, everything that we experience is there to really help us to learn more and more about who it is that we truly are, what it is that we've really come to do here on this earth, and what it is that we can still do, and those things that we still need to discover about ourselves. And so, you know, even through all those things that we've been through in the past, all the challenges, all the struggles that we've been through, it's important for us to truly love ourselves for it, and to really, you know, embody who it is that we are through everything that we've been through. We go through everything that we go through for a reason. It's always there for us to learn from and to grow, and so that we can step into who it is that we truly are, our purpose, what it is that we're meant to do. So it's really important for us this week, through everything that's been coming in, through everything that's coming in this week for you, to really love ourselves for it, to really know that everything was for us. The universe always has our back. The divine is always working for us and to help us. So it's important for us to really love ourselves for through everything that we go through and we've been through. So that is part of the energy that's coming in. Also, another part of that energy with loving ourselves is to really be able to forgive ourselves for what we consider as mistakes that we've made towards others, just in our life in general. You know, if we have those things that we consider as regrets in our life, to know that all of those things have happened for a reason, and it's a lesson for us so that we can transform into those people that we are meant to be. So it's really going to be important for us to really take that and to really understand that those things that may be coming up, that even this week, just coming back from your past, those things that are coming up to the surface in your mind, in your heart, that in just the opportunities that are coming your way, they're coming back for us to see it in a new light. And then to really be able to say, wow, you know, if it was a few months ago, if it was a few years ago, I would not have been able to see this situation in the same way that I do now. And then really be able to, you know, pat yourself on the back, to really be grateful and to know that you have grown and you've come a long way from all that is that's even happening now. You know, we're always in this forward motion. There's always something happening, always, you know, changes happening. But, you know, with those changes, we are growing. We are learning more and more about what it is that we need to see about certain situations and how it is that we can really change that and change that energy and to shift, be able to shift that energy so that we can, you know, see them in a new light and to see people in a new way and to see people in the way that the divine sees us and how we are meant to see others and situations so that we can, you know, start to live that life that is not as stressful, that is meant for us, and also understanding that it's important for us to trust in who it is that we are, those things that come in when it comes to those longings and the desires and those passions that we have, and our abilities and those gifts that go along with it. So, you know, as things come your way this week, to, you know, to see them in that way, to see how far you've come, you know, when it comes to that certain situation, when it comes to certain people in your life, how you're able to see people in a new way. Are you seeing the person that you're living with or your friends or your children in a new light? Are you able to see them as those divine love and light beings that they are? So that is what's coming in for, you know, this week's energy, especially as we wrap up August and, you know, being able to really trust in who it is that we are and trust in our abilities, you know, listening to our intuition and listening to our gut. You know, our gut, you know, we say that phrase, listening to our gut, because our gut is that solar plexus, is, you know, part of that the chakra when it comes to our identity. So it's about listening to our intuition, listening to ourselves and what it is that we know is right, what it is that we know is right for us, what's right for that the situation that you're in, and even for other people. And so it's really about understanding and really listening to who it is that you truly are. And when you do, you find this peace and you find this, you just feel lifted. You feel this energy shift. You feel this higher vibration when you do this. So I want us to really be able to tune into that this week as we go through whatever it is that you are going through this week. And there are going to be some challenges. There are going to be situations arise that may be coming from your past, but look at it in a new way. See how it is that you've grown from that situation. If you had seen it from just a few months ago, or even just a few weeks ago. So, you know, if that is something that you'd like to talk about, if something has already happened this week or even last week that has you trusting in yourself, I would love to speak to you about that. So be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right. So that is the energy that's coming in this week. So, you know, we have Archangel Raphael to help you to clear some of the things that need to be healed and let go of. We have Archangel Gabriel stepping forward to really enlighten us, to really help us to see things in that new way, to see them in that mindset, to have that mindset, seeing it in a new perspective so that you can see it in the way that the divine wants us to see it and how even the divine sees it themselves. So they're there. And then Archangel Uriel helping us with our identity and, you know, listening to our own intuition and listening to who it is that we truly are, what it is that we need to see about ourselves. So, you know, they're coming in to really help us through this week to be able to see just how much you are growing, even through everything that's going on in this world right now. And so, you know, that is what's coming in. And then next week, you know, starting it's September, so I'll be talking about just what to expect in September, but also we are going to start a new series on living your best life, even through uncertain times. So that is going to be the series that we're going to be covering next month, because, you know, the Archangels really want us to start living, you know, that life that we're meant to and step into who it is that we truly are, even through everything that's going on, you know, in this world. And even when things are, because things are not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same as it was before this pandemic. It's not going to be the same as before all of the things, other things that have been happening, even when it comes to climate, the climate that we're going through right now in different parts of this world. And so we're going to be speaking about what it is that the angels want us to see when it comes to living our best life, even through this shift, this evolving of who it is that we are and just this evolving of this world right now. So be sure to tune in starting next week as we talk about that. But, you know, this week, when it comes to trusting ourselves, this month has been challenging. And, you know, I'm sure it has been for you, but I have, you know, definitely been seeing that for myself as well. Just everything that's going on with family, with even, you know, if you know, if you've been listening every week, I haven't been on, I think it was like 2 weeks I was off. And it's because of this energy that's coming in on trusting ourselves and what it is that we can truly do and what it is that we're meant to do. So, you know, I have been, and it has been hard for me to really trust that what the divine is showing me, what it, the divine is telling me, is what is best for me. And so, you know, I've been trusting in when, whether I have needed to go into to do this show live or post as I have been when I haven't been on the show. And it's just those things. And then, you know, the first time I was actually off the show this month, I actually was trying to get on. But there were circumstances that happened that the divine was put into place so that I couldn't be on the show live. And so, you know, those things that come in when, you know, when it comes to what it is that we're meant to do, the divine will step in if you don't listen. You know, they're going to show you in different ways. And that is something that, you know, they have been showing me more and more of this month as we have been going through this month. And it has been a challenging month. So, you know, if you are going through a lot, if you have been going through a lot or not sure of what it is that you need to see, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And before, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. Now, before we do go move on to talk more about the topic, I do want to take this call that we have. So we have caller area code 415. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
This is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne. How are you today?
Good. Restless from, you know, it's horrible with all the fires. So we just haven't been able to be outside for a week. But, you know, I'm okay. I haven't, a lot of people have it much worse with evacuating and everything. So, but it's just,
okay.
In my area, it's just a lot of smoke in the air.
Mhm. Well, yeah, lots going on, and I'm so glad to hear that you're safe.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much going on. I've been reading about what's going on there as well. So, you know, thank you for letting me know that, you know, you are safe. So, how can I help you today?
Well, definitely, I'm on track with all the things that you've said so far. And I don't know if you can tap into my child, and I've been kind of, I always have conversations and thinking about what I believe now is different than the way I was raised. You know, the way I was raised is that you kind of have to, you always have to wait for a job or wait for money to come to you, or it's not really in your power. And so now I feel like she's not on board with me. You know, I feel like an inner outer pull of this is where I'm going, and I control, I have the power of whatever job I get next or something, whatever happens. But I feel like the childhood part that is not believing that.
Yes. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Uriel and Archangel Shamuel. So, yeah, I do see that. I do see how there is this pull that's going on with you and your inner child. What's happening is that your inner child, there's something that's not quite unlocked when it comes to, there's something repressed. And that's why you have this a little bit of a disconnection there. So I want you I want to encourage you to, you know, when you do some meditating, to connect with your inner child. And, you know, kind of, and also I want you to, you know, call on Archangel Raphael as well, because, and Archangel Uriel, because they're going to help you with that connection with your inner child. So there are, like, you are feeling stronger as a person right now, but your inner child is not quite understanding that. I mean, even though it's your inner child, there is that part where it's both your inner child and yourself, you know, physically right now, where there's still some things from your past that just needs to be unlocked first. So, you know, I want to... And, you know, if you'd like to do this with me, this is something that I do with my clients as well. But, you know, I want to encourage you to, you know, sit down, you know, as you're meditating, call on your inner child and call on Archangel Raphael and Archangel Uriel, as well as Archangel Shamuel, because Archangel Shamuel will help you with feeling that love. That connection of love and loving energy, because it is going to be a little bit difficult. You may see yourself crying. You know, you may see things that you've really hidden there, that it's been hidden to protect you, but it's really important that it does come out. So right now your ego is keeping you from really being able to see what it is that needs to be brought out. And because of that, your inner child has not been able to open that up as well. So, you know, call on Archangel Raphael, call on Archangel Uriel, as well as Archangel Shamuel, and they'll help you to see that. And it's going to be, you know, first about going back to doing a life review. So, you know, once you call on them, you know, ask them to help you to see, and it may be going backwards too. So from your most recent memories that has to do, you kind of have an idea of what it is. It's just now you have to really understand where it stems from. So, you know, I want ask them to show you the different things that you need to see from your past, you know, maybe from your recent past, and then going backwards. So that you can start to see more and more of, you know, what it is that's really, where it really stems from, where you have to really nip it in the bud, so that you can because what's going to happen is once you do that backward review, it's going to be going forward again. So it's, I know it may sound
contradictory,
odd. Yes, but as you go backwards, you'll also then be able to go forwards again, and even have some missing spots of your memory actually be, it may come into fruition. So you may be able to start seeing some areas of your life that you kind of missed, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So as you do that, you're then going to be able to see the common denominator on what it is that you need to heal from. And as you go through this with your inner child will actually help you to be able to see even more of that as you expand upon your memories and what it is that's really, you know, having you disconnected. So, you know, I want to encourage you to do this, you know, on your own first. If you need help, you know, you can always feel free to reach out to me. This is, you know, something that I do with clients. If you're having trouble, you know, just being able to go through that, I would be able to go through a journey with you.
Is your contact on the Blog Talk page? Or
yes.
What's the best one?
If you go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E, you'll be able to see a list of a link for where you can find me. And the best one would be at facebook.com/angelichealer and teacher Kath, C-A-T-H. And then you could message me there.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, I want to encourage you to do this on your own first, because you do have this great ability to be able to see and to be able to, you know, just like you have been telling me about, you know, getting in touch with your inner child. So, you know, I want you to continue to do that. It's not going to be easy. I'm just going to say that outright. It's going to take some time. And, you know, also I want to encourage you to do some journaling on what it is that you see, what it is that you're hearing, because I do feel that you can hear as well. Do you hear from your inner child what it is that, you know, what it is that you need to see, what it is that, I do feel that you hear more than see. Is that what's going on with you?
Well, I hear, but it's still in my mind's eye, if that makes sense. But, you know, but words come up, but it's not, it's not
it
on the outside.
It kind of feels like it's from in your heart, yes.
Yeah.
So, like, within your heart, you just know.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. So, you know, that's part of that hearing as well. So, yes. So part of the hearing, yes, you can see also, which is wonderful. So I want to, you know, have you to keep doing this work. And anything that really comes up, you know, remember to write it down. When we write things down, it really it makes it concrete and really helps us to remember. So even as you're going through the meditations, to even go back to what it is that you've written, you know, throughout the day, you know, as, you know, things kind of click together for you. Because sometimes what happens is, you know, we sit down to meditate and we are looking for answers, but it doesn't always come at the time that we want it to come. But it, you know, we get these aha moments throughout the day as we're doing different things, you know, whether it's cleaning up or, you know, spending time with kids or going outside to just, you know, spend some time outdoors. You know, we get those moments where we get this new energy that flows in. So also I want to encourage you to, anything that's in your mind before you do this work, to clear it out. So anything that comes in that's bothering you, anything that's been frustrating for you, anything that's been stressful for you, to write it all out. Just dump it all on a piece of paper, because that's going to help you to be able to clear your mind to meditate. A lot of times what happens is, you know, I have people tell me, I can't meditate. I can't see anything. I can't hear anything.
Uh-huh.
But it's because we have this mind chatter that keeps going on. And what we have to do is dump it all. You have to just write it all down so that it's no longer there bothering you. But in your mind, that's keeping you from really being able to relax, to really being able to concentrate. So, you know, I want to encourage you to do that. If, you know, if you're sitting down and you feel that you can't really concentrate, to just jot down anything that comes into mind and put it on paper.
Okay, great. Yes, thank you so much. That's a big help.
You are very welcome. Was there anything else that you wanted to share or Any questions?
Well, I it's kind of odd, but I had such a a bad leg calf cramp last night, and I very painful, and it went over my whole shin. I mean, it wasn't just my calf, and then it went into my front of my leg and my ankle. And what does the left ankle represent, or what are any of the angels say about something is like energy, something stuck in my left ankle?
What I'm hearing is, do you eat bananas?
Oh, potassium. Yeah, I don't eat bananas, but I take other potassium.
Bananas, lots of water. And I actually personally have had that happen myself too. So
yeah,
that's what comes into mind right now. What they're telling me, lots of water, bananas, and also that has to do with your root chakra as well. So when it comes to our root chakra, it goes from our hips all the way down. So it has to do with that security. And right now, because you're going through a lot with the fires and everything, that's affecting it. You may think, okay, banana is yellow. It's solar plexus. That also does have to do with it's going to help you. Are you having issues when it comes to digestion?
Yeah, this whole, 2 months, it's been very, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of things.
So
all three of the lower chakras are doing a lot of things now.
So if you, I know it may sound weird, and I've had clients kind of tell me this too, but when it comes to issues with stomach and, lower, having things like, foods that are yellow, foods that are orange, foods that are red, is going to help you with those, the bottom. So beets for root chakra is great.
Oh, good idea.
Good. It's so funny. Yesterday I had beet salad myself. Beets, and oranges, just focusing on those healthy foods will
mm-hmm.
help. I mean, it's not always the case where, healthy foods like that will, help our chakras. And there are some people who really focus on that. But there are times when the angels, will show us that, certain foods will help you when it comes to your energy, when it comes to your body. So, bananas, anything orange. And this is what they're showing me too, wearing something orange is going to help you when it comes to emotions. And it's going to help you when it comes to that, because, orange is the sacral chakra. So, it does blend a little bit with the root chakra. So, I want to encourage you to wear something orange. I know it's sometimes hard to find something orange to wear, but like a bracelet.
Yeah, I have it.
Or if you have crystals.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or, crystals. Carnelian is a great crystal to have. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Okay. Great. You too. I'll keep listening.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have caller area code 201. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Jackie.
Hi.
I'm calling from New Jersey.
What was your name again?
I'm calling from Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing much better.
Wonderful.
It's funny. It's funny because I've been trying to understand my inner child and how it relates mm-hmm. to my relationship with my parents. moving forward. I'm trying to move forward. I want to do certain things that I want to do in terms of moving into my parents' home and planning for my, you know, my next venture in life outside of my current profession. And I want to just see what the angels are saying or the cards are saying, anything that could help me, you know, get moving, because I feel like I've been stuck and I have been dealing with a health scare, but it's getting better.
Yes, so I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Gabriel. So, and I do have Archangel Uriel that wants to step in as well, because it does have all, they all tie in together. So it's wonderful that you are going for this. You know, you are trying to really, you know, heal and let go of what it is, those limiting beliefs that you kind of grew up with, you know. And, you know, first I want to let you know that those limiting beliefs that you grew up with, it's also what your parents grew up with as well. So that's why it's, you know, it's been hard for them to teach you differently, because they, because it's something that they grew up with as well. So, you know, that's, you know, and that happens a lot when it comes to culture, when it comes to generational, you know, that happens a lot. So it you are going to be that person that breaks it. So, you know, I want to encourage you to connect with Archangel Raphael. I want you to connect with Archangel Uriel and Archangel Gabriel. And what first they're telling me that you can do this. You have that ability to do it. So you need to be able to trust yourself and believe in yourself. So, and right now, I feel there's a lot going on when it comes to your energy, lots of old energy, especially within your heart. Lots of things that have happened in the past, that have really affected you. And yes, it does have to do with inner child, you know, from your past. But it's kind of been like this is pile on. So it's pretty thick there. And are you just starting on this journey of really healing and understanding more of who it is that you are?
No, I won't say that. I'm just getting to the realization that I needed to. Like, I've been dealing with a lot of challenges with my family when my mother transitioned. Mm-hmm. But that has been a 9-year journey so far. And I knew all along each year that I was on a trek for something, whatever it is, whatever the purpose is. You know, it's just like the shades are slowly being lifted. In terms of healing, I recently had a scare with my eyes, and it requires surgery. So that's a recent healing. This episode requires someone else assisting me with healing rather than myself assisting myself.
That's wonderful. You know, I want to commend you for you're really taking this step. You know, it's so important for us to really be able to see that there's so much more for us. You know, we are meant for so much more. And so I'm so glad to hear all of this from you, you know, to really have this realization, because this is just the start for you. And you are a person who has so many abilities, so many great things that you have to offer this world and to really be able to make an impact. But it starts with you. It starts with believing in yourself. And believing and trusting in your abilities and your instincts, which have been kind of kind of pushed down for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I want to really help you to see that you are meant for more. And you have these, I see all of these things that you are capable of doing. But it really starts with, you know, first, you know, telling yourself that those things that your parents have told you in the past or other adults have told you in the past, you know, on, you know, not being good enough in some way or that you can't do something, that is a limiting belief. That is
yes.
not who it is that you are. So I want you to really, you know, post it on a sticky and, you know, post it everywhere because, you know, I want you to be able to really remember that. You know, and even if it means writing it down on a piece of paper 100 times, just like, you know, at school, you know, as a punishment,
yeah.
you know, on a board, you write down, you know, I want you to, you know, say to yourself that you are good enough, that you are amazing, and that you can do anything that you truly want. And what that's going to do is help raise that vibration of yours and to help you to see all those things that people have told you from the past and be able to change that, change the energy and change your mindset. It's only the beginning though. So, you know, saying these affirmations is not going to get at the root of it, but it's going to mm-hmm. be a start for you so that you can start remembering that you are good enough, that you can do it, and that you are amazing. Because we need to change that programming in your head, that ego mind that tells you you can't do something, because you can do it. Divine, you know, brought us here on this earth, you know, souls, you know, and mm-hmm. we have the passions and we have the desires that we have for a reason. We dream things for a reason. And it's not just for us to dream. It's actually for us to step into. So, you know, as you do this affirmation of saying that you are good enough, that you can do it, and that you are amazing, I want you to also remember, what is it that you dream about? What is it that you truly want for your life? What do you want that to look like? And then to write that down. So it's going to take some time because your mind is going to be like, okay, I don't have the resources. I don't have the financial ability. I don't have this and that. That is your ego trying to stop you from dreaming big. So we need to get rid of that. We need to really, you know, have that step aside. And, you know, and you saying that you can do this, that you can do anything that you truly want to do. So we're right now trying to rewire this mind chatter that's going on and what you've grown up with. And then the divine and the angels will help you to do is really then be able to see what it is that you need to see about yourself and those abilities that you have, because I know you have great abilities. I know you have things that you are amazing at, and then you also have abilities that you don't even know of yet that you have, but you do. So it's first about changing that mindset of yours. So, you know, this week I want to encourage you to, you know, call on the angels and help, and they'll help you to see, you know, just how amazing you are. All those things that you've done in the past that are amazing. And then that's where this healing starts. So, you
okay.
know, to write it all down, you know, I want to encourage you to write it down. I want to encourage you to do some meditating. And like I had told the person before you, or before the call before you, to, you know, if there's anything that comes into your mind that keeps you from doing any type of meditating, to put it down on paper. Anything that's frustrating you, anything that's bothering you from that moment, you know, if you had a rough morning or rough day, you know, write it all down. Just jot it all down so that it's on paper. And it's going to help you to get rid of it in your mind. So do that, and then what? Go into meditation. So, you know, to close your eyes, put your hands on your heart. And I'm actually going to do a meditation at the end of the show today. It'll kind of help you. You know, once you are, you know, sitting comfortably, you're taking a few deep breaths and then putting your hands on your heart, and that's going to help you to really have that focus on your heart space, you know, when we put our hands on your heart. And then what you can do then is create a space that is calming for you. So anything in nature that when you see it, it makes you feel calm. It makes you feel at peace. So any of those things that come into your mind, to put that in your space. So right now, you may not be able to see it completely. You can even just put the words there. But what I do see is as you keep practicing, you're going to be able to hear it in that space, in your heart space. So, you know, to do that, and then to, you know, ask the angels to step forward for you. And then you don't have to do anything else. You know, just sit there, you know, let them come in, and then there's going to be some things that come in to your heart, when it comes to emotions, as well as in your mind. So, you know, those things that the divine wants you to know, they're going to bring that to you. So I want you to kind of notice those things. And then if you start to notice things that you see or hear, to write those down as well, because that's going to help you to practice your abilities on being able to see, you know, your clairvoyance. Because we all have these, people call it psychic abilities, but we all have these abilities to be able to see, to be able to hear, and to be able to know. So when you're meditating, you're going to be able to start to see that. Even start to see colors. Now, if you start to see some colors in your meditation, know that the angels are there with you. And then next week, I want to encourage you to call back in. And tell me what it is that you've seen and what it is that you've heard, because I would love to confirm for you what it is that you have been seeing, and then also to help you with, you know, what it is that you can do to really move forward. Also, you know, during the week, if you'd like to connect with me, you know, you can go to my Facebook page and connect with me there as well.
What is your Facebook page?
So if you go to facebook.com/angelichealer and teacher Cath, C-A-T-H,
Angelic,
you can find me there. You
healer.
Can message me. Yes, Angelic healer and teacher Cath.
Now, what's the last word?
Cath. So it's the first part of my name, C-A-T-H.
P-H.
C-A-T-H.
T-H. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
C-A-T-H.
And then, yeah, you could. Yes, C-A-T-H.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So you could just message me there, and I do respond pretty quickly. So if there's anything
I do agree. I definitely do agree or feel in my spirit that when you said, like, my parents taught me what they were taught, and it's how I received that was, I know that I got a certain amount of, I want to say, insight or one-on-one teaching from both my parents that I think out of all the children is unique with me, because I really was very close with my father. He transitioned like 16 years before my mother, and my relationship was with my mother like, especially on a spiritual level, I had a lot of things that was in common to her that I'm certain my brothers and sisters didn't have. And my mother, it's not saying that I was special, because I didn't think I was treated special. I think we just had that understanding. And but those uniqueness that I got from both parents that's pronounced in my life, it created a division between myself and my siblings. And now when I look back at it, it was always there before my mother transitioned. But when my mother transitioned, those gifts from each parent were used against me. And it really did something to me in the heart. Like, it hurt just as bad as my parents transitioning. Like, it was like the ultimate betrayal. And none of us were raised that way. That's the thing that really bothers me as well. But I internalized all of this. And that's when I started to realize that my inner child was affected by a lot of junk from my childhood, or even into my early adulthood. And I've been trying to heal it ever since. Like, and it's not always major things, but there's sometimes a little, it could be little things and it can be major that it really affected me. And I just never understood, like, why my mother sat back and allowed it to happen, because I believe she had the power to stop it. So I'm definitely trying to not let I'm not trying to pass that on to my children, even though I do get fearful for one of my sons. You know, I get fearful for things because he has more of a riskier lifestyle than the other two. And as a parent, you want to protect yours just like how you want to protect yourself. But it's been a struggle. I'm really just now beginning to understand that, you know, that I needed healing. You know, just like I need closure, I need a resolution, I need the angels to do what's supposed to be done. I need the universe to bring my manifestations into reality. This is not coming from a bad place.
Mm-hmm. You know, first, I want you to know that, and this is part of this, that all those things that you've been through in your past, it's for a reason. You know, they're all lessons for us, but also that it's really important for us to love ourselves through it. So even with every single thing that you've been through, it's important for us to love ourselves and remember that they were all lessons for us. And then also then to forgive ourselves for those quote-unquote mistakes that we tell ourselves. Because they were lessons for us, they're not really mistakes. You know, I don't like calling it mistakes. Because, you know, they're all there so that, you know, we can really learn more about ourselves. And that's what you're doing right now. You're starting to really learn more and more about yourself and what it is that you can do. But it starts with you. And you're seeing that, you know, it starts with you. So loving yourself starts with you. You have to love yourself and have that strong foundation first in order for things to be changed around you. So when we start to really love ourselves and raise that vibration of ours, things start to really shift around us. And that's going to include your children. It's going to include anyone else in your life. And you're also going to be able to attract the people that you're meant to connect with. You're going to attract circumstances and situations that are meant for you. And you're going to start being able to see them in a new way as well. So that's why it's really important for you right now to work on those affirmations and to work on your dreams, because it's going to then help you to rid of the old energy. And then it's going to help you to bring in and shift your energy so that you can raise your vibration. And when we raise our vibrations, we're able to hear more and more of what it is that the divine wants us to see, as well as what it is that they want us to hear from them as well. also, you know, you're going to start noticing different signs now that we're you're really, you know, getting into this with the angels. You're going to notice numbers. You know, if you see repeating numbers, just know that the angels are there watching over you, and they're hearing you. So they understand what it is that you need. And then as well as other signs, feathers, you know, and other, you know, other signs that when you see it, you have this feeling of you know what it means. So there's going to be those things that come up as well. So I want you to take notice of those and, you know, even write those down as well. So, you know, it's going to really be important for you to this week love yourself, who it is that you truly are, even through everything that you've been through, because it's gotten you to this point in time. And then this point is going to be your turning point so that things will start to, you know, feel much better. It's going to start working better for you. You're going to be able to understand more of what it is that you're meant to do and really what it is that you're meant to step into when it comes to your career. So there's going to be a lot of changes coming your way, especially as we enter September now. So you know, just be prepared. it's going to be a ride.
It's going to be a ride.
Yeah,
well,
that.
You know what?
Yes.
I'm returning. Wow. Well, September is always the ride because I'm returning back to work since COVID-19. But I was working remotely, but we're supposed to continue with remote work. However, the first couple of days, they're requiring people to actually meet in person. But I won't be there because I'm still on leave, and I'm making sure I take my leave because the energy and the environment that I work in is so draining, and I'm very empathic. And at this point, this stage in my healing, I know I don't want to be in the presence of everything that's going on and in the chaos because then it will interrupt what I'm supposed to be doing.
You know,
I don't want to be in there. I refuse to be in that environment starting out September.
And also, Okay. And, you know, I just want you to, you know, have this tool for yourself as well. You can call on Archangel Michael. And what he'll do is help you, like, in the morning, you know, as you are getting up, I want to have you call on Archangel Michael, but also imagine this big, huge electric bubble. So this blue and white electric bubble. And what you're going to do, and as you keep practicing, you're going to be able to see it faster. Imagine yourself entering into this bubble, and this bubble is going to help you from all the negative energy that's around you, and any energy from other people so that you can be protected and that your energy is safe with you. So, you know, I want to encourage you to do this exercise in the morning before you go about and do things throughout your day because it's really going to help you with that.
Okay, why did you say September was going to be like a ride?
Well, no, for you, you know, because you're starting this journey now with angels and with, you know, really focusing on you, it's going to be a ride where, you know, you're going to be learning so much. And your mindset's going to change a lot. Your perspectives are going to change. And so when that happens, you start to absorb a lot more. You know, when you start getting rid of the old energy, that's when new energy starts to move in. So then you'll be able to, you know, get a lot more messages. You're going to be able to really be able to start to use your intuition a lot more.
Okay. Okay.
So it can be exciting. It can be overwhelming sometimes too, but
yes.
it is you know, a very exciting time for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
I hope you too as well, love. Namaste.
Thank you. All right. So let's go ahead and take one more caller, and then we're going to do a meditation before we end the show today. So let's see. We have caller area code 919. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking the call. My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Kay. How are you today?
I'm great. I actually really, really enjoyed the conversation you just had with the young lady, the caller, the jacket that just got off. A lot of that I could definitely relate to. So thank you. And I am going to take some of the things that you suggested for her to do to kind of incorporate into my life as well. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful.
Great. My question, and it's somewhat similar, the quick, short version of this, the past month around work has just been a little, I don't know, it's a little stressful. It's just basically stressful. It's a lot of uncertainties and working with different people, and it's just not feeling good and healthy. I'm not in a great place. And I just feel like I'm stagnant. I don't know. I want to look somewhere else. I want to look for something else, but I don't necessarily want to quit a job simply because, quote unquote, I'm unhappy. But I'm just trying to find some balance. And I'm, whatever spirit says around this, I know it will align with the way I need it to. So I'm just needing help.
Mm-hmm. So Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel are stepping forward for you. So what I'm seeing is that you've been through a lot of healing recently. Is that correct?
Yes, I am definitely trying. I am working on some serious healing, yes.
That is what's going on. So you are not aligned to your job anymore. And because of the healing that you're doing, you're shifting. Your energy is shifting. Your vibration is shifting.
Makes sense.
And I could right now feel it. Like, it's this intense energy that's coming in. And you are meant to do, there's so much that you're meant to do, and you have it in your mind. But then ego stepping in saying, you can't do it. It's not possible at this point.
Yes. Yes.
But you have to know you can do it, and you're meant to do it. That's what the archangels and Archangel Gabriel, he's showing me writing. Are you someone who likes to write?
I have been wanting to do grant writing for a while. I was unemployed for 15 months, and I started focusing my brain, like, okay, this is something I can do for myself, da-da-da-da. Then I needed to work, so I got this job, and I do writing on my job, but I still never lost that desire to have grant writing as a side business, except for my job. I work for the state, and any side jobs I have to disclose, and anything that could impact my work, I have a no behind. So, yes, to answer your question, yes.
Okay. Wonderful, because that is something that you're meant to do. It's like your passion right there. And what I'm hearing also is nonprofit. So have you been looking into nonprofit?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so, yes, I actually had a headhunter contact me for a job that sounded phenomenal. It's with a nonprofit organization. My daughter-in-law was like, Miss Kay, you need the title scared the snot out of me. And I'm like, oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just yesterday we had this conversation. That's why I chuckled, because it's like, okay. Wow.
Well,
wow.
There's your confirmation.
Wow. Yeah, we both laughing at this. Wow, right? Maybe I should have started the conversation differently. I asked you a different question. Yesterday I found out about a job. So that's probably what I should have
asked. You know, that's
wow.
just how the divine works.
Wow.
And so know that is where you're supposed to head. And you knew this. It was within you. It was all.
Wow.
I'm just tapping into it because, you know, that's what the divine wanted me to share with you and to confirm with you. So
I'm trying not to cry right now. This is so I'm trying not to cry because this is just like, oh, my God, this is the first moment in 3 weeks I think I've felt some peace.
Wow.
And, yeah, I can feel that.
Wow.
Right now in my heart, like, right now, I have goosebumps all over.
Goosebumps and tears over here. Wow. Wow. Okay.
But that's why your current job is not aligned to you anymore. That's why you're feeling stress. That's why you're feeling as if, people are wanting so much from you and you're not really wanting to do it because it's not meant for you anymore. You're out of alignment with it.
All I can say is wow. Thank you. Wow. Wow. Okay. Thank you. I don't know what else to say, but thank you. Okay.
Wow, you are welcome. This is what I'm here for, you know. And
you helped me.
And it makes me so happy to hear that. And so, you know, it might have scared you to really see that, but it was your ego trying to keep you safe and saying, oh, nope, you can't do it. But our ego is not who it is that we truly are. Who it is that we truly are those passions that we have, the dreams that we have for our life. Those are those things that we're meant to step into. We don't just dream just to dream about things that we want to do. It's meant for us and specifically for us.
Yes, yes. Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much. I want to tell you this one last thing, and then I promise I'll let you go. So while you were talking, I was listening. I was to your previous call. I was playing this little word game on my phone. You know, just kind of keeping myself busy. And it's a puzzle word search puzzle. Mm-hmm. And the chart that I just did was to find positive words.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that? That was the chart that just came up. It says joyous, reward, brilliant, vibrant, fearless. All of those words that you're just saying. Okay, I'm done.
That's
awesome. Don't throw any more
reasons.
I got you. I hear you, universe. Thank you.
Yes, that's all synchronicity. You know, it's all there because it's meant for you to see. They're all signs for us. So, you know, I want you to really go after that. Call that house hunter and say, hey, that's mine.
I know, right? Okay. Thank you so much. You I don't even know what to say. Thank you.
And please call me back to let me know how it's going because I'd love to know.
I will. Thank you so much. You have a blessed rest of the day, week. Just continue blessing.
You too. And, I'm going to do a meditation right before we go. So be sure to listen in. Okay?
Yes. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. I'm so grateful for my callers. And, you know, I just love hearing, you know, the things that are happening for you and the things that, you know, and this is what I'm here for, to help you to you know, help guide you, confirm for you, and also just listen. Because I know there's so much going on in this world right now. And, you know, because everyone's so busy and, you know, things can just happen. You know, this is what I'm here for. I'm here to listen to you. I'm here to be there for you and help guide you. And so, you know, if you are, you know, just tuning in, you know, I have my past shows that you can listen to on the different topics. And, you know, please feel free to call in anytime that you need. And also you can reach out to me as well. And I welcome everyone to reach out to me if you have questions or if you just need someone to talk to or vent. If you need to vent and you just need someone to listen. And that's what I'm here for. So, you know, before we end the show, we are already 10 past, but I want to do this meditation that Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Samuel are stepping forward for, as well as Archangel Gabriel. So, you know, if you are able, I want you to, you know, sit comfortably wherever you feel comfortable. Close your eyes. And take a few deep breaths, some cleansing breaths, and breathe out through your mouth. And let's get rid of that old energy. And when you are seated comfortably, to put your hands on your heart. And when we do this, our mind goes to your heart space. And continue to breathe in those cleansing breaths. And once in your heart space, I want you to create that calming space for you. So whether it is having a body of water, whether it's a beach, an ocean, a river, a waterfall, and then any plants or trees, that whenever you look at it, it makes you feel at peace. You can even add in some animals that really call to you. And once you have that, I want to encourage you to create a door. So we're going to imagine a door in your space, in your heart space. And this door is going to be open. So you can make the door any way you like. Sometimes a door just kind of appears. I want you to kind of notice what that looks like. And this is a door we're going to have our angels and guides, as well as the archangels, to come join us. And so right now we have your guides, we have your guardian angels, and we have other angels joining you in this space that is surrounding you, and it's around the perimeter of your heart space. And then once they're settled, they're going to be sending you, you're at the center of your heart space, they're going to be sending you their energy to support you and to help you to raise your vibration. So when our vibrations are raised, it helps us to really connect with the divine, with the archangels, with the higher power. So continue to take those deep breaths. breathe in that energy of support that we're getting from the angels and guides. Now we're going to have the Archangel step forward. Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Samuel, and also Archangel Michael to help really integrate our energy. So they're going to be surrounding, they're going to create the circle right around you. And they're going to help you first to send you their energy of love and light. And this love and light energy that they bring is going to help expand each and every one of your chakras. So it's going to expand and fill your body first with the light, and then help expand this energy outside of your body and into your heart space, as well as in the space that you're in currently, whether it's your bedroom, whether it's living room or other place that you're in. So it's going to fill the space with this energy that the archangels bring, that your guardian angels bring. So I want you to take a few deep breaths. And this energy that they bring is also going to be messages that they send to us about trusting yourself, honoring yourself, really being who it is that you truly are, understanding more of what it is that you're needing to do, to step into. And they are also helping to understand that they are always there to guide you. And they're going to be there to support you. And Archangel Raphael is now going to help you to get rid of this old energy. So it's going to come out as this black, like, pieces of coal. And it's going to be drawn out with the energy that he brings, his green emerald energy. And it's going to be drawn out like a vacuum into his green energy. And it's going to be lifted up into this cloud that's right above you. That is the length of the space that you're in. And all of this old energy is going to be drawn out and into this cloud. And it's going to be transmuted, transformed into divine love and light. The sparkling energy that comes back down. And it's going to fill in those spaces where your old energy was, as well as the rest of your energy. So it's like a shower that's coming down on you, a sparkling shower. It's going to fill you. So I want you to take a few deep breaths, breathe in that energy that comes in. And as it comes in, also notice the messages that you're receiving. What is it that they're telling you? What is it that the divine is telling you? And when I say divine, it could be from higher power, from God, as well as the angels. So what is it that they're showing you? What is it that they want you to know? And as this shower is rained on us, there's going to be this rainbow energy, source energy that comes in through your crown chakra, and it's going to go through each of your chakras. So starting with your crown chakra, and then to your third eye, and then through to your throat, and then to your heart, into your solar plexus, into your sacral chakra, and then down to your root chakra. So this energy, that rainbow energy that comes in, is helping you to cleanse that orb of light that's within each of your chakras. And then it's going to flow out of your feet. And it's going to come back up around and go through your crown chakra again. So it's going to be this loop that goes in and out to help cleanse your energy. And this energy is going to stick with you for a while. So, you know, throughout this week, if you just need to do this meditation again, you can feel free to do that. But just know that source energy is continually working through you and with you. And now the archangels, as well as your angels and guides, are going to now help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra, there's going to be this bright white column of light that goes from your root all the way down to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright blue and white energy that comes back up to help you to ground your energy. And this light is going to go through your feet and fill your body all the way up to your head, and it's going to spill out over your crown chakra just like a fountain of water. It's going to come down around you and then to the ground, and it's going to spread out from there so others can really feel into your energy. And really help you to switch that energy. So when you are ready, you can open up your eyes, bring back awareness into your body, and welcome back. So I want to thank everyone for calling in, for tuning in, listening. And to remember that we have to truly trust in who it is that we truly are, because we know what it is that we're truly in. It's all within us. So your intuition, what it is that you need to do, you know, how it is that you're meant to really step into your purpose, that's all within you. So it's important for us to trust in who it is that we truly are. So, as always, I'm sending you all lots of love and light. And, you know, if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can connect with me on Facebook by going to, you can get the information on psychictalk.net/Catherine. And then I will be back next week as we talk about living your best life even through uncertain times right now. So I hope you have a wonderful week, a week that is full of blessings, full of love and light. And, you know, don't forget to share that love and light with others. And so sending you all so much love. And we will talk soon. So bye-bye for now.